DW.
I am in Bantay Minchay province, in Cambodia's northwest, close to the border with Thailand, and close to the famous temples of Angkor Wat. Until recently, these attracted more than 2 million tourists each year and provided work in the city of Siem Reap.
I make food for my family of 6 children, 2 of whom have been adopted. And I also feed the chickens.
This is Reg. She's 52 years old and a widow. We are standing in front of her simple wooden house where she's sifting rice.
But now my children have come back from Siem Reap. Talking about it makes me cry. Since COVID, they all lost their jobs. We live together here, and they go out fishing.
Matai, Reg's son, shows me how the fishing is done. He goes knee-deep into the water to throw out the net.
We fish at high noontime, because that's when the fish swim to the surface and are easy to catch.
Matai has known this technique for quite some time, but until recently he saw fishing as a sport. Now he fishes out of necessity.
If the catch is good, we can also sell fish to buy other food.
Meanwhile, Chan shows me the family property. Owning land is seen as an investment that doesn't lose its value and can be used whenever needed.
Before, we used to have 2 or 3 parcels close to the village. But then my father got sick, and we sold the land to buy medicine, hoping to cure him.
But shortly after, Chan's father died, now 8 years ago. The family has 2 hectares of rice field left at about 10 minutes' drive from the house. While he shows me how the harvest is done, Matai tells his story. He can't wait to go back to the city to find work, but right now there are practically no job opportunities.
I used to work as an assistant to a car mechanic until I needed to stay at home after an operation. I stopped going to school some time ago. My dream is to have my own business, to help my stepmom and to let my brothers study.
This is Phnom Srok, a small town about 10 kilometers from the village. Lata, Matai's sister, works here. She sells sugarcane drinks, large stems that are being pushed through a machine to squeeze the juice. Her husband washes motorcycles.
I was a chef in the kitchen of a big hotel. But since COVID, it's closed and all staff members are unemployed. Life used to be easy. Now I'm short of money.
The sugarcane is a temporary solution. Buying the stems, peeling off the skin and waiting for customers who will buy a drink for 25 dollar cents. In particular, Lata is concerned about her 2-year-old son.
If my child gets sick, I can't take him to the doctor in the city. I need money to take care of him, but sales are not going well. There aren't enough customers.
Ye Weng, Lata's mother-in-law, puts the situation into perspective.
I don't really do much. I'm already old. I don't have a future.
The woman is sitting in a squat position washing dishes. She sells kui tiu, a simple dish with rice noodles.
Ro ban la mahop.
We live from day to day according to the circumstances. I'm not angry. We never learn to be angry. I don't even know what COVID disease is.
For many Cambodians, COVID is something elusive, but with a major impact on their daily lives. It's early morning and Rach is busy in her kitchen.
I'm making food to go to the temple, eggs, dried fish and rice pudding. Monks like that.
There's a religious festival coming up and it's a tradition to bring food to the monks.
I crush the fish because older monks often have no teeth.
While her children wake up, Rach goes to pray to her ancestors, to whom this festival is dedicated.
To all my ancestors, please protect me and my family, all of my children.
And then she goes to the temple.
Here, we go to pray.
These people are putting their fate and their future in the hands of higher forces. For DW in Montem and Che, Cambodia, this is Chris Janssens.
DW.